New York's finest are reeling from a story that has all the makings of another Law and Order episode. Two former New York City police detectives are now in custody, accused of being hit men for the mafia. They're charged with participating in at least 8 murders. And in another strange twist, one of the men made a brief appearance in the movie Goodfellas, and he's the author of the book Mafia Cop. His partner helped found the NYPD's Organized Crime Homicide Unit. I spoke earlier with Jerry Capisi. He's a columnist at ganglandnews.com. He began by telling me more about these two ex-cops.
Well, in reality, I think they're bad guys who decided to become cops and then detectives to line their own pockets as best they can and take advantage of the system. And from what these guys allegedly did, it's unbelievable to believe that they actually carried badges and retired and are collecting pensions from the NYPD today.
What are some of the details of what they're accused of?
Well, they're accused of kidnapping a young wannabe gangster back in 1986 and then delivering him to Gas Pipe Casso, a Lucchese gangster, who tortured and then killed him. They did this while they were on duty as NYP detectives. Jimmy Heidel, the young wannabe gangster, knew that Casso was on the prowl for him, and the only way that Casso could have possibly gotten him was to send two cops for him.
So that was one of the murders.
That was the first one that they did for Anthony Casso. A couple of years later, they actually fired the shots themselves. Eddie Lino was a Gambino gangster, and Casso had a grudge against him. So what did he do? He called up Louis Eppolito and Steve Caracappa, and they pulled him over on the Bell Parkway in Brooklyn. He got out, saw the red light on the dashboard, and they just fired and killed him and drove away as though nothing happened. An interesting tidbit on that one is that Steve Caracappa, according to a good source of mine, actually tipped off the Daily News about the crime scene photo that a photographer could get if he happened to go to the Sheepshead Bay exit on the Bell Parkway.
Now, we have to note that these are allegations, and they have not been convicted of anything yet, and their attorneys are protesting their innocence, saying that the government is relying on a rat, basically, an informant that shouldn't be trusted.
Well, there is no doubt that Louis Eppolito and Steve Caracappa will proclaim their innocence to the end, claiming that they are being accused of crimes by the scum of the earth, guys who are looking to save their own skins. However, the government has put together a long list of cooperating witnesses. In addition, the Drug Enforcement Administration in the last couple of years got these guys involved in drug dealing in Las Vegas in their new digs and million-dollar homes across the street from each other.
How big a blow is this to the New York City Police Department? We haven't heard a lot about corruption recently.
If these charges are true, this is unquestionably the most heinous, corrupt activity that New York City cops have ever engaged in.
Jerry Capisi is the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Mafia. Thanks for joining us.
It's been a pleasure, Madeline.